We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov and Pitchos Eliyahu. We are in Avos Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Hu Hayomer Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, would say the following: Asei Ritzono Kiritzonach. You should make the Ratzon of Hashem like your Ratzon. What does that mean? My Ratzon, I want to do Averos, but I should try to do the Ratzon of Hashem. So Rabbi Lichtenstein made the point that no, this is not asking us something so heroic. This is the assumption is that, and the hope is that we have a Ratzon to do Hashem's will. I don't have to commit, as he says, spiritual suicide, that a person has to be has to give up all of his desires, and now he has one Ratzon, Hashem has a different Ratzon. No, the assumption is that our Ratzon is somewhat like the Ratzon of Hashem. We want to fulfill Torah and mitzvot, but nonetheless, the Mishnah demands of us that we should have a full heart. There should be a desire to do the mitzvot. It should be done with enthusiasm, as opposed to where they're being done by rote. So that's what it means. Asei ritzono kiritzono. Hashem's ratzon that really be a strong desire to involve ourselves in mitzvot should be kiritzonach, should be like our will, things that we desire, we would like to do, the Torah should be the same. Why? Kedei sheyase ritzonach kiritzono. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes ritzonach your ratzon, he will fulfill your desires, your will, things that you want. You want health and you want prosperity, kiritzono, he will do good for us. There's some discussion, which we won't get into, about what seems to be the cause and effect here. It sounds like the Mishnah is telling us we should do, our Ratzon should be the Ratzon of Hashem, so that Hashem makes our Ratzon like his Ratzon. Sounds like, oh, why am I doing it? It almost like, sounds like I'm an Asa Kaba Pras. That's why I'm doing the mitzvah. So it may not mean that. The assumption is we're doing the mitzvahs because Hashem commanded them. Nonetheless, the enthusiasm that we put into our mitzvahs, maybe that is something that's going to give us greater schar, that Hashem is willing to respond to us in kind. The Bartanura says the following: what is Asei Ritzono Kiritzonach Pazer Mamoncha B'Cheftze Shamayim? This is a reference to spending money. You should be willing to spend the money on Cheftze Shamayim to perform mitzvos. We mentioned in the past, buy tefillin and to buy kosher food and many of the other things that are necessary, send our children to yeshiva. So we should be willing to spend that money, which is what Hashem wants us to do, Ki'ilu as if I was spending that money on something I want. I want to buy new fancy furniture. I'm willing to spend the money, so I should be willing to spend the same kind of money on the Ratzon of Hashem. That's what it means. Asei Ritzono Kiritzonach. Hashem's will should be like your will. The same way you'd be willing to spend all of this money on vacation, on buying a new house, you should be willing to spend that money on mitzvos as well. She'im asiso kein, because if you do so, Yaseh Ritzoncha Kiritzono. And almost maybe this answers our question. Not that I'm doing it so that Hashem responds, gives me schar, but at the end of the day, that's going to be the response. Shemasis, not so much kedei, although the Mishnah says kedei, so that, he says, Shemasisa Kain, if this is so, then klomar yite mecha tova be'en yafe. So Hashem will give you, will respond in kind, and give you goodness, be'en yafe, with a positive eye. And is going to respond, if I'm willing to spend the money, Hashem is going to give me some extra reward as well. Then the Mishnah says, and the reverse is also true, batel ritzonach mipnei ritzono. This is referring to not the mitzvahs, I say the positive commandments, this is referring to averos. The Mishnah cautions us regarding lo tasei, the negative commandments, that if the yetzer hara is drawing us in, is persuading us to do something wrong, so batel ritzonach, that ratzon that you have, the yetzer hara, those desires, you should try to nullify those because of the Ratzon of Hashem. And if we do that, kedei, Hashem responds, she'ivatel ritzonach cheirim mipnei ritzonach. Hashem is going to nullify the Ratzon of others because of my Ratzon. What does that mean? He's going to ignore everybody else and only respond to me. So the Baruch Tanur says here, no, yafer atzas kolakamim alech l'ra, which means if I'm willing to control my adversary, the Yetzirah, Hashem is willing then to nullify all of my enemies that are coming to attack me. And the Baruch Tanur adds on, v'ani shamati, I heard, she'ein ze el derech kavod klape mala, meaning this is really giving honor to Hashem, and it should not be understood in its literal sense. which means Ritzon Acherim is not others. It really means Hashem's Ritzon. So Kedeshi Yivatel Ritzon Acherim Ipnei Ritzon Echa. Hashem should nullify his, with a capital H, Ritzon. Well, that's what Acherim refers to. It's actually referring to Hashem because of your Ritzon. What does that mean? Kedeshi Yivatel Ritzon No Ipnei Ritzon Echa. It's really what it means. Like we say in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Samach Gimel, Kol Osim Mitzvah Kama'amar. If a person does a mitzvah, like it's stated and properly, Afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there. Even Hashem made a decree, he, Hashem, will annul it. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. Nullify your ratzon of desires of Averos because of Hashem's ratzon, so that Hashem is mevatel. Ratzon acherim means his ratzon, Hashem's ratzon, to do something, unfortunately, to punish us. We want him to nullify that because of the ratzon, because of what you did. Hillel Omer, Hillel then says the following, Al tifrosh men hatzibur. Person number one should not separate from the congregation. What does that mean? So based on the Gemara in Maseches Tanis, the Gemara says, Bizman shi Yisrael shuruyim b'tzar, upiresh achad mehem, but the Jewish people are suffering, are in a time of crisis, and a person separates himself from the Jewish people, I'm not going to assist them, I'm not going to join them in their tzara. The two angels that normally escort a person come, and they put their hands on his head, and they say to him, Ploni zeh shepirish men hatzibur al yireh benechamas hatzibur. This individual who separated himself from the tzibur, he's not going to see the eventual consolation of the people. And Gemara also there says, Bizman shehatzibur shorei b'tzar, when the Jewish people are sitting, living it with tzar, with pain, Al yomar adam, person shouldn't say, Eilech levesi v'ochel eshta, I will go home, I'll eat and drink, v'sholom alecha nafshi, it's fine for me, I'm at peace, nothing's wrong, nothing's happening to me. Eli yitzar adam im hatzibur, no, you have to join them in their pain. V'chol ha-mitzar atzmoz matzibur, if we do so, zoche v'roe, we will merit to see b'necham ha-tzibur, the consolation of the tzibur as well, the redemption after the crisis is over. So that al tifrosh men hatzibur is one point. Rav Lichtenstein made the point that this is also regarding tefillah b'tzibur. Many people claim, and Rav Moshe was asked this question, I may have more kavana if I daven by myself, can concentrate better. The reality is not so. But even if it were so, we assume that there's an effect, there's an impact, a heightened impact that we have when it comes to davening b'tzibur. And therefore, even if we assume our kavana, our concentration will be affected in a negative way, if we daven b'tzibur, nonetheless, we should not separate ourselves from the tzibur. We should be davening together with them. Then the Mishnah says another thing that Hillel teaches us, Valtamin Batzmach Ad Yom Nosach, don't rely on your righteousness that you won't stumble from the level where you're on spiritually right now until the day that you die. You can never trust yourself. Quotes the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chavtes, Shaharet Yochanan Kohen Gadol Shimesh Bikune Gadol Shmonim Shana, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, the great Yochanan, who served the Kohen Gadol for 80 years, Ulevasof Nasa Tzeduki, he ended up becoming a Tzeduki. So we can never trust ourselves. And then the Mishnah says, and we, nor should we judge our friend. If we see, let's say we see our friend stumbles in halacha, in mitzvos, etc., we should not judge him. We should rather give him the benefit of the doubt and don't assume anything negative about him, ashatil tagilim kamo, until you have that same experience. You don't have the exact same experience. There's no way we could possibly judge anyone else. Val tovar davar shi efshar l'shmoa shesofa lihishamea. Don't say something that's not clear, that it's impossible to hear literally, because in the end it will be heard. So the Bar Tanura says, what does this mean? Kolomar lo yu devarecha musupakim. Let's say you're teaching. So your Torah, your teaching should not be unclear, uncertain. By just hearing them for the first time, they're really, a person is unable, the listener is unable to comprehend them. Vitismoch, and what are you going to rely on? Okay, I said it very quickly and I know I wasn't clear, but that's okay. The one who's listening to them eventually analyzes it a little bit, he'll understand what I said. That's not a good idea. People end up making a mistake. Based on your teachings, they may turn to heresy based on what you said that was not clear. So that's when it don't say something that cannot be understood outright from the first time you say it. Why? Eventually it will be understood, but understood in a way that's an error. And then Pirush Acher says the Bar to another possibility what this means. Lo tegale sodcha. What it means, don't say something that e'efshar l'shamo. This doesn't mean something that's not clear when you're teaching Torah, but rather don't reveal a secret. Afilu ben chol ben atzmacha. Even to reveal it to yourself. V'tomar she'en kan mishen yishmacha. No one's going to hear me say this. No one's around. I can say the secret out loud. L'fisha sofu l'shamea. Eventually be heard based on the pasuk in Kohelet's ki ofa shamayim yolech esakol. Because we say that the birds in the heavens are able to, you know, they're able to bring whatever the word travels and people will hear about. Yalkut Shimoni quotes, says the following on Kohelet, says the Chachamim say, Oznaim Lekosel. That's already from the days of the Medrash. Oznaim, the wall has ears. That's precisely what it's saying. So the second explanation means don't reveal secrets because eventually people will find out about it. And then the Mishnah concludes, V'al Tomar Liksha Eponeh. Eshneh, we made reference to this in the past. Don't say when I turn, when I have free time from all of my work, then I'll study Torah. Shemaloti Paneh, because in the end, you'll be so preoccupied with so many responsibilities in life that you'll never have the time to learn. The Bar Tanura says, though a person has, when I turn from my business dealings, then I'll be able to study Torah. No, we never know when we're going to have it. We never have the time in the future, and therefore we say asay Torah s'chakeva. Torah has to be a permanent part of every day. We can't assume we'll wait till we retire. Perikas Beis Mishnah. Who are you, Omer? Hillel Hazakein. Hillel would say, "Ein bur yirechet." A person who's a bur, a person who's empty of Torah and of wisdom, also doesn't even know how to interact, to socialize with people, business dealings with people. So somewhat uncivilized. So such a person cannot be yirechet. He doesn't recognize what sin is and wouldn't know to distance himself from that. V'lo ama aretz chasin. Ama aretz, who may be unwise, who may not be an expert in Torah, but at least he knows how to get along with people, has interpersonal relationships, able to conduct business with people. But an amaretz, he can be yerechet, he can be fearful of sin, but a chassid is not going to be. Midas chassidus, to be a pious person, to go lifnei mishuras hadin, that involves being have a pure heart. A person can't possibly be such a person if they are empty from Torah. Torah is necessary to get to that level. The Gemara therefore says in Masechet Shabbos on Samach Gimel im Am. You have an Amaretz who's a chassid, but he's still an Amaretz, so you shouldn't be living in the same neighborhood. And some say, and for the Miri makes the following point, he says, Ki achassidus hi mida hamavias ha'adam lisnaeg b'chol inyanav l'fnei mishuras hadin. What's chassidus? What's piety? It's a mida higher than righteousness. It's a mida that brings a person to engage in all of his activities, lifting beyond the letter of the law. V'hanahagas ha'olam ba'asakim u'scharos lo tispol zos. The way people deal in the world, business dealings, people don't tolerate that. We know that people are not willing to go lift a Mishuras Hadin, but the Chassid is. And Amaretz, therefore, cannot be a Chassid. V'lo ha-Baishan Lameid. Mishnah continues, as Hillel teaches us, a person now, Baishanus is one of the midos of the Jewish people, that we have a sense of shame, we're embarrassed to sin, and in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know he's always there. But in terms of learning, a person, because of a sense of embarrassment, he's not willing to learn, he's not willing to ask questions, he has a lot of sveikos, a lot of doubts, and he never asks. So that midah of busha, although generally it's a good midah, not when it comes to learning. The Chazal say yishal adam es hapasuk ves halacha afal pisha kol mesachlik malav. A person should ask, what does the pasuk mean? What is halacha? Even the people may be laughing at him. It's something the person needs to do in order to grow as a Torah Jew. V'lo hakapdan malamed. Another thing that Hillel taught us.
a person who's kaptan, a person who is too particular, a person who doesn't have self-restraint, a person who's not patient, is someone who loses his temper very easily. Such a person cannot be a teacher. The Talmidim are going to be afraid, and they're going to if afraid to ask. That's related to the previous halacha, the previous teaching. Baishan is not going to learn, but if the teacher is a kapdan, he can't teach either, because then that's just going to exacerbate the baishanus, the embarrassment, the shame of the students, and they're not going to ask. They're going to be afraid to ask. I mean, this is Hillel, the Hillel personality, maybe as opposed to Shammai, who was more of a kapdan. Then the Mishnah says, "V'lo kol hamar b'bischora machkim." Person who involved in business excessively is not going to acquire wisdom. He's so busy, he doesn't have time to study Torah. So the Chazal Darshan, based on the pasuk in Parshas Tzavim, we say about the Torah, "V'lo me'ever layamhi." We say the Torah is not in the Shemaim, and it's not me'ever layam. What's me'ever layam? Me'ever layam is a reference to people who travel for business, and they're so busy traveling, they don't have time to sit and learn. So it means "V'lo me'ever layamhi." Not only does that pasuk mean in its literal sense, "Oh, the Torah is not beyond the seas," which means it's accessible to everybody, but it means "V'lo me'ever layamhi." Those who are always traveling, they're not going to be able to absorb enough Torah to have time to learn. Therefore, Torah is not found with those who are marbe b'schoras, those who are so excessively involved in their business, cannot become chachamim. Below kol hamarbe b'schora machkim. And then, one other point, the Gemara says in Nidah Daf Ayin, Shalu Anche Alexandrias Rabbi Yoshua ben Chanan, the Anche Alexandria of Egypt, asked Rabbi Yoshua, Mayas Adam Yachim, what should a person do to become wise? So he didn't just say study Torah. Abalem Yarbe be Yeshiva, the Yemai Peschora. You should sit down and learn in the base medrash excessively, over Yemai, and should minimize Schora, the business that you're doing. And then the Mishnah concludes, Uvamakom She'en Anashim Hishdadel Yosish. If there's a place where there are, you don't have anashim, people who are, Leish says the Bartanura, Leishav Barosh, Ula Haros Haros, you don't have anyone who can take a position of authority and make halachic rulings, so then Hishtadelishus, then you should try to be that person. Rabbi Lichtenstein makes the point that the word Hishtadel is an important word. Hishtadel doesn't mean take that position. Hishtadel means you should attempt to be that person. If you see there are no anashim to take the position of authority of giving halachic rulings, of taking a position of community leadership, etc. But sometimes Hishtadel, Liosish, the place where there are no anashim, he suggests Hishtadel Liosish, you should try to let someone else be the ish if you feel that someone is more qualified.